Rory, team news ahead of Friday night's game with Shelburne?
Well, we are more than likely be a similar squad the Monday night. Ryan Graydon took up a bad knock, so we'll assess him closer to kick-off. It'll probably still come too early for the likes of Duffy, McElhinney, Patching, who are all working extremely hard to get themselves ready and they're getting closer, but Friday night might come a bit too soon. As I said, we'll assess Ryan Graydon closer to kick-off.
Of course, you've met back in June, Rory. It was honours even on the night. You'll be hoping for a wee bit more on that on Friday night. But, you know, Damien Duff, has the team playing well there?
We need to try and get back to winning ways. Our performance, the point the all night was really good, bar the last pass or the last cross. And we know that we need to improve that if we're going to start taking maximum points from these types of games. So that'll be the objective on Friday. And we have to treat it like a must-win game, and do whatever we can in our power, because we've got the capabilities. There's no doubt that we've got the capabilities to go on a really good run, but we need to start that sooner rather than later.
Of course, lost on Monday night, but you know, there was a lot of positives out of that game. You know, you controlled most of the game on Monday night, so you'll be hoping for a wee bit more of that too. You know, to keep that level of play up.
We played well to a certain point. But that's where you win matches, that last bit. That's where you get it over the line. Someone produces a moment of quality or something drops you in the box. But we know where we could have done better. But in terms of the players left everything on the pitch, absolutely everything. Kept going right to the death and played some really good stuff until that last bit. So you're right, there's bits to be positive about, but we need to have that cutthroat mentality when we get higher up the pitch.
Of course, you signed Paul McMillan last week. Rory, can you expect any more signings coming in over the next few days or the next couple of weeks?
We're working extremely hard, and we'd rather get stuff done sooner rather than later. So there is stuff bubbling away in the background, and we'll see where we go.
Of course, there was reported today in all our media outlets that Freddie Draper, the former Drogheda man, now way back to Lincoln City, it was linked with the club. Is there any truth in that, or is it just a
rumour? Well, obviously, Freddie Draper had an outstanding first half of the season at Drogheda, outstanding. But he'll be playing his football in England next season.
Thank you, Rory.